everything that rocks.
Oh, damn, son.
What?
Good morning. Music getting me all jacked up. That and the caffeine. That and the copious amounts of caffeine. Anyway, it's 7:08. It is time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax. Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, starting tomorrow, people will be able to gamble on sports legally in the state, in a state, not named Nevada. That's right. Delaware must have been watching the Supreme Court closely and getting everything ready because it looks like they're the first state to be able to get in on the gambling action. Delaware Park, Dover Downs Hotel and Casino, and Harrington Raceway and Casino will all be taking single game bets on baseball, football, hockey, basketball, soccer, golf, and auto racing starting tomorrow afternoon. Before this, Delaware was accepting parlay bets on NFL games, but now gamblers can wager on a bunch of events without many of the old restrictions. And that should be nationwide. More and more states will be opening up gambling on sports. You can do it now other than Nevada, which is awesome because, you know, my gambling addiction isn't bad enough as it is. This is great. Now I can bet on all sports anytime. I don't have to go to Nevada to do it. Super. My bookie's going to be thrilled. Well, Benedict Cumberbatch doesn't only play a superhero in the movies. Recently, the actor saved a man in London who was being mugged. That's awesome, man. According to the Britain's Sun newspaper, the Doctor Strange and Sherlock star spotted a delivery cyclist being attacked by four men while he was riding in an Uber with his wife, Sophie Hunter. The muggers reportedly punched the cyclist, hit him over the head with a bottle. Undaunted, Cumberbatch jumped out of the car, pulled the attackers away, and shouted, "Leave him alone!" The men allegedly punched the star, but fended him off, and then they fled empty-handed. On Saturday, the food delivery company Deliveroo recognized his courageous act, tweeting, "Thank you, Benedict Cumberbatch, for your brave actions. Deliveroo riders are heroes. Their safety is our priority, and any violence against them is totally unacceptable. So on behalf of everyone at Deliveroo, thank you." Uber driver Manuel Dias tells The Sun, "The cyclist was lucky. Benedict, a superhero." In another moment of real life imitating art, the incident went down only a few blocks from 221B Baker Street, the fictional home of Sherlock Holmes. That's weird, man. That's crazy. This was meant to be. But I will say, too, he's lucky that the muggers didn't have, like, a knife or a gun because he may in his head be like, "Oh, I'm Doctor Strange. I can do anything." And he kind of, like, blacks out and thinks it's, like, a movie setup, and then he ends up getting shot in real life. He's like, "Oh, that bullet hurts. It's not like the movies at all. Ow! I thought this was fake. Ow!" Anyway. A California state bill that would have more heavily regulated the use of flamethrowers has now effectively fizzled out in a legislative committee. I bring this up because hopefully this passes everywhere. In light of this development, there's nothing to stop boring company customers in California from receiving the company's sold-out flamethrowers. Now, if you aren't aware, Elon Musk sold these flamethrowers from his company, dubbed the Boring Company. Okay. Currently, while in California, the law requires a $425 permit for flamethrowers that shoot beyond 10 feet. There are a few federal or state level regulations on possession of the devices. I just love that we have to have a specific law stating how far your flamethrower can shoot a flame legally. I do love a tweet that Musk sent out to someone who is concerned. It said, quote, "ATF says any flamethrower with a flame shorter than 10 feet is A-OK. Our design is max fun for least danger. I'd be way more scared of a steak knife." All I know is I got to look into these flamethrowers because it sounds pretty badass. And judging from the pictures, they look like a lot of fun. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?